When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com. Code SUPER24.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. Detroit's better get it on. Monday, get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for listening to CarCast. Man, of course, it's Matt the Motorator over there, DeAndrea.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, busy. It's always this time of the year it gets busy. Starts in summer, and then the second half of the year, you know, Monterey and Goodwood and, you know, SEMA's coming up and all kinds of good stuff.
Much good in the car world. I feel
and
like
we're missing the Goodwood revival right now. And I just saw a video posted by the Goodwood people of the Nick Mason owned Ferrari sitting in the pebbles. I guess it broke or somebody spun out, and it looked like it was fine, but it was definitely dead in the water, and somebody got out of the car and walked away.
Well, that was probably Nick Masson.
But it wasn't, because somebody else was driving it. Somebody named Damon. Something Damon or Damon something.
Nick Damon?
No. I was like, it's got to be another Nick, right? But I think it was somebody else, and he was a little bummed.
The reason I'm laughing is because I went to go interview Nick Mason, because we saw his car coming back from the track, and the guy who climbed out of the car was not Nick Mason.
Right.
But his name was Nick Mason.
Yeah. Something, yeah. Very
which
close.
Which is a weird coinky dick. I interviewed him anyway.
Yeah.
That's how good I am.
Yes. Why not?
Talked to him about Pink Floyd for 20 minutes. He had no answers.
No idea.
And then we left. Not a word about the car. That's me. All right. CarCast brought to you by Zybar for better engine performance, horsepower, fuel economy, and lower under-the-hood temperature. Zybar is the ultra-thin coating that reduces radiant heat by 90%. Put Zybar on and take the heat off, man. It's Zybar Coat. So Zycoat. So ZYCOAT.com. Go to Zycoat.com and check out this really good product. All right. Let's see. I want to thank Evans Coolant. I want to thank Wrangler. I want to thank Castrol. I want to thank Geico for making the show possible. Leno's Garage.
Did you watch? You watched,
last
right?
week. Yeah, I watched. It was good. We had 935 up and rolling over there.
Yeah, it's nice to see Bodie Stroud in the episode.
Bodie Stroud was in the episode.
Chris Evans, who looks like the nicest guy, doesn't know shit about cars. Like, they couldn't have got a less knowledgeable car person. But I love that he's like, oh, I got this super trick $250,000 hot rod that Robert Downey Jr. gave me as a gift.
Yeah. An automatic.
Yeah, well, he kind of saw into that, I think.
Robert. He read the tea leaves.
Yeah.
So that was all good. It was fun hanging around with Jay. We were going to do our movie night over Jay last week, but his wife got into an accident. I guess a car accident. Kind of curious. You could probably find it online. You know, you just picture a steam-powered car or something that. But she probably drives a Mercedes, right?
Right now, a Mercedes, Lexus, something, right?
Yeah. And she got into an accident, like broke her arm or something. And so Jay was pretty shaken up. So we just sort of postponed the movie night. I would have soldiered on, you know, if I were Jay, but that's me.
I understand that she's okay, but definitely a frightening experience.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any pictures. I don't know what happened to the car, but maybe Max Pata can figure it out as well.
I'm not seeing anything about it on in the news.
Huh.
Yeah.
I just assume TMZ is like everywhere, and if
maybe we shouldn't have said anything.
Maybe we shouldn't have said anything. or maybe it was BS, and he didn't want to host the movie.
Maybe he was just like, because we never really see her over there anyway. So.
Hey, Jay, you know, Corolla's coming over Thursday with his movie. Oh, Corolla? Broken arm. All right. And then the guy went, all right, I'll tell him.
You kind of make him sound like the parents in the Peanut.
Yeah, so there was that.
It was a fun episode. The Porsche looked great. I liked in that episode, they have just a little bit of time to kind of do a little, here's a history on the car. And I thought they did a nice job on telling a little bit of the history of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has such a long storied history and you know, with Bobby Rahal and Paul Newman, all these great drivers and the Apple computer livery car, as we've talked about many times, they did a nice job to that. It looked good out there. It sounded good out there. Looked like Jay had some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. I did. And
I can tell you that on that day that we filmed, Jay rolled up in his new Shelby GT 350.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was his commuter car to Willow Springs.
Yeah, he did roll up in that at his big saddlebag that he keeps with him.
he carries
a giant saddlebag full of notes wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Was this the first episode of Jalen's Garage where your car ran the entire time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first one that worked in right.
He very kindly pointed that out 19 times in the episode. Yeah, he did. But the whole theme of the episode was second chances, or in Adam's case, he kept saying third chance. But it worked out great. That car is awesome.
Yeah, I agree. And it was good times were had by one and all. And then I think the next, you know, they run the reruns up against it. And the one they ran up against it was one I was in. So it was sort of like, oh, it's all Adam. Adam's taking over.
It's an Adam Thursday.
Jay Leno's garage. All right. I had a small conniption last night. And I was watching Going Racing with Adam Carolla, or Adam Carolla Goes Racing.
Yeah, that's our new video series that's up on Motor Trend. And when we went to Goodwood, we shot a half a dozen videos or so, which I think are going to be really fun. And the first one dropped yesterday. It's at motortrend.com/Adam. And we're going to do one a week for the next, I don't know, 6 weeks or so. And if you like them, tell them, because they'll invite us back to do more.
It's a good video. It's a good series. What's it, about 7 minutes long?
Yeah, the videos are going to be probably somewhere in that range, the 3 to 7 minute range.
Yeah, perfect chunks.
Yeah.
It'll give you a real nice idea of how it works over there at Goodwood and what it feels like and how the sort of order of things and the different cars that are there and so on and so forth. And I was watching it for the first time. I am so busy that, like, in a past life, I would have just sat in the edit bay and sort of made all the tweaks. Yeah. But Nate's competent, and so is the crew, and I just say, you got it, surprise me. Now, if it was the man show, I'd be going, oh, what about this joke and that joke, and let's tweak it,
right,
and let's whatever it, and change this and change that. But at a certain point, it's good, looks good, and everyone does a good job. And then I got to the part toward the end where I actually make the run up the hill.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Max Pata has been present for how many of these conversations where I've explained, if you watch Rocky, and you watch the movie Rocky, any of the Rockies, and you turn the sound all the way down, it looks like the worst boxing match you've ever seen in your life. You will literally see him miss by 18 inches when he throws a punch.
Yeah.
When you put the sound back up and you hear the thud and the crunch and the bumps.
Yeah, yeah.
It all of a sudden ties everything together.
Yeah, you need that audio trigger to signal the visual trigger, and then your brain says this is.
And I've explained that happening. When you look at in-car footage or car footage, and you turn the sound all the way down, it just removes the experience. It just seems like, well, the guy slows down 50%. But when you go inside the car and the engine's screaming, it adds to the complete and utter ambiance of what's going on. But it makes whatever you're doing, whatever point you're trying to make, whether it's speed or danger or the visceral experience, the sound actually adds maybe more than even the visual, just hearing that engine sound like it's going to explode.
Yeah, anytime we play any car clip of Adam driving, I want to say 100% chance he goes, turn it up, Max.
Yeah. Like
when, right, and when we do these bits and we film them and we're going up the hill or we're doing whatever, I always tell Nate or whoever, the editor, jack it up, get that sound, really get that feeling. The other note I give semi-frequently is, no Gennaro clearable guitar rock. It's like the telltale sign of hackitude. I hate whenever I watch a car show and I hear generic rock and bow, 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 bow. Now. Yeah. Like it's all, it's exactly what it is. It's clearable rock. It's bad, clear. Look, if you want to play Hey Jude while I'm going up the hill,
yeah, you can pay a lot of money.
So be it. But if you want clearable guitar rock, then it just sounds like what it is, just sort of bad car show. When yeah. I hear that, I think bad car show. So
a precedent has been set. Like there's a precedent that's been set.
I've had the conversation multiple times, which is turn down generic rock guitar or get rid of it. Turn up twin turbos spooling up on a $100,000 motor.
Yeah.
All right. So,
but anything else you can hear, shift, if you can hear tires,
everything like, adds to the experience. All right. So this is 40 seconds of me going up the hill.
Yeah. This is you pulling up to the
starting. The start. We're starting at the starting line.
Yeah.
And I was at home watching for the first time.
The iconic Flint Wall. Affectionately known by some drivers as the meat grater. Shadows from the trees have caused a lot of great drivers to crash here, and they've lost some really expensive race cars.
In the closed captioning, it says engine roaring.
Caleb's cracking up. He's like, oh boy. It sounds like you're taking a nice stroll down the street.
You can't even know that he's driving, right? Do you hear that shift?
No.
No. Wow.
How much of the opposite do I get of what I ask for? How much? Max Prada. Hey, Adam, why are you a dick? You want to know why I'm a dick? Why am I a dick?
I can't answer that.
Because nobody follows what you tell them.
So how many fucking conversations have I had? How many times have I said, I want to hear the fucking engine? How many times?
Every time.
What was that?
That was, I can't even explain that.
I'm telling you, everybody listening to the podcast, not watching that, you had no idea the car was going up the hill. There's no way you knew the car was going up the hill.
No,
you could have played any clip with music and said the car was going up the hill and you wouldn't have known the difference.
You could have been driving down to residential. It would have sounded the same.
Music slows. And the closed captioning says music starts to slow. I don't know what that was about. I would love to have heard that. The videos are great.
You don't know what it was about. I don't know what it's about either. It's like, people go, here's how I do it. Here's what I want to do. And then I go, I'm the boss. Here's what I want you to do. And they go, okay, when are you leaving? And I go, soon. And they go, good. I'll go back to what I want to do. That's how it works.
Yeah.
I told Sean at the other shop, do not touch that 300ZX. I don't want you to touch the car. At 4 in the afternoon, I was there. The transmission was out. The drive shaft was out. He's like, we got to pull the engine. I was like, what happened to the speech about telling you not to touch the car? He said, I don't know. He said, all right. Then I went home that night, and I turned this on. And I was like, what? Oh. Wrote Nate an email. What happened to the part where you fucking hear the sound of the engine? What happened to the discussion? I mean, that was all generic rock and no engine.
And that was the climax of the entire video.
I know. Anyone who says to me, oh, relax. Okay. Well, that's me relax. That's me going, I trust you. Go do it. And then there's your final product, Max Pata. Satisfied? You like generic rock music?
That was terrible. I mean, look, I love these videos that you guys do at Goodwood. I think they're the best. Minus this one, produced stuff that you put like car wise out, and I mean that I can't even
look. The video is good; it tells a good story. You're going to see some good action and stuff. It's a great intro video to our series, but you're right. Like I'm telling you, video two is going to have some changes in it. It's going to have some changes.
What is the part in my life, whether it be rinsing coffee mugs, don't take the car apart, get rid of the Gennaro rock, it sounds hackneyed, and turn up the engine sound. Why is everything five conversations? I don't get that part. I don't get the part. I don't have two conversations with people. I have 17 conversations with people about the exact same thing, which is so counterintuitive to me. I don't get it. And by the way, I don't get what's wrong with everyone. I live with people that are endless ability to have the same conversation. I never get it. Most people can go 2.5 times, 3 times. I live with people who go 50 times. It's the same conversation. I talk to the same people about the same thing all day, every day. 60% of my life is a repeat conversation of a conversation I already had. It's weird, right? Yeah. You guys are looking dumbfounded, but you guys can't shut chip back containers or rinse mugs out or do any of that either. It's all when people go, oh, you're celebrating 10 years of podcasting. I look at it as celebrating 10 years of telling the same people the exact same thing, which is not podcasting, which is, all right, whose chips are these? Okay, well, when you use them, fold them over on top of the bear, get a clip, put a clip on whose mug, whose mug's in the sink, you gotta run the water. My entire life is that.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And when people say to me, you got to knock it off or you got to lower your expectation, my feeling is like, I don't think I do. I feel like the person I gave notes to. First off, if you're right, then you get to argue. If somebody says, I did a survey of car people, and what I got back is 93% of them wanted to hear generic rock, and only 7% wanted to hear a 3.2 liter air-cooled flat 12 with twin turbos on it spool up.
Yeah.
So you're wrong, bucko.
Yeah.
And the people have spoken. If that's correct, or if I say, hey, if you rinse your mug, then you won't have that weird black ring along the bottom when it dries out overnight. If you go, well, you know what? My dad's a coffee researcher, and he also works at a mug factory. And it turns out that it's a very important part of the mug steeping process to actually leave a little bit of. If I'm wrong,
right,
then by all means.
Oh, I didn't think about that. You got to season the mug.
But
like
if I'm 1,000% right, whether it comes to leaving chip bags open or rinsing mugs or turning up the sound on turbo twin turbos spooling up, then just do it the way I said to do it. Now, I'd like to live in a world where I never told anyone to rinse the mug out because they already knew that was a good way to go. But we don't live in that world. And then there's a second world I'd like to live in. That's a world where I say it once and we move on. But we don't live in that world. Then I'd like to live in a world where I say it somewhere between 3 and 11 times, and it happens, but we don't live in that world.
That's a good sweet spot.
Yeah,
either.
It's a sweet spot,
we live
right?
in a world where I get to say the same thing over and over again. That me going up the hill was ruined by generic rock. I've had the conversation about generic rock and hating it and wanting it turned down or removed, and I've had the conversation about the engine sound turned up multiple times.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I think Bill Murray started to enjoy that at a certain point.
At some point, yeah.
This is not that.
Good piano.
Well, I'll tell you, here's a conversation we can have again. Castrol Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Heat, friction, and viscosity break down and rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance of up to 10%. Castrol Edge is engineered with fluid titanium technology. It physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. It helps fight friction and deliver maximum levels of performance from your car. Castrol Edge is 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. Castrol Edge, unlock the true performance in your car's engine.
Now, that being said, it's a good piece, and
you
should watch
it. It's going to be a good series. By the way, we talked to Goldberg.
How opposite of what I want was that going up the hill?
That was the complete opposite.
That was it 40% the opposite, like, or 99% the opposite of what I want?
Like, it's all of it. This isn't a montage from an 80s movie where everyone's trying on the clothes and the wacky hats. All you want to do is hear this car go up the hill, right? You just want to hear it shift and rev, and you just, like, I get it. I get the people that are listening to this podcast. There's a couple of car fans listening. They want to hear that thing.
Yeah, and if you listen, I mean, there's a little bit of engine beneath the music, but I think that hurts you even more because now it just sounds weak. It doesn't sound big.
Thank you. I feel better. If you watch Jay Leno's Garage, and maybe you can pick a little clip of that, and you see me spooling around in the same car, you'll hear that engine sound.
Yeah.
I do believe.
That's why Nate doesn't work for CNBC or Jay.
He put together a very good video, and there'll be more ones coming out, but guess who's going to have to double back and check every single one of them now, because the proclamation, not good enough.
Right.
Same one I make on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang cars. Like, in your B-roll, don't include any cars with wooden spoked wheels. And it's like, there it is, Stanley Steamer, 1911. Yeah. And I'm like, go find a GT40 and put that in your B-roll. It's like, we don't know cars. It's like, okay, but don't know the ones with the wagon wheels and the ones with the big wide slicks.
Well, we got Google now.
There you go.
What was his response to your email? Did he respond at all?
No, he blamed it on a sound guy.
No, he said the mix was too... The guy mixed it.
Mixed it. Oh, also, you don't have to put the music at all.
Like, well, that's my whole thing, is like, where's the engine?
We're okay with just a moment of silence with the music and just do 12 seconds the hill climb of just car sounds.
That'd
be okay. I think that's okay. You know?
It's weird being me. I really had no idea this
was
going to be it.
That's probably true.
All right. I didn't think I was going to have to make the proclamations, but then when I did started making the proclamations, I just thought those things would happen because I said so. Even if I was wrong, but I'm not wrong when I make any of these proclamations. I'm trying to make the product better. That's what I'm trying to do. All right, but you should watch it anyway.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We got more videos. Like we said, Goldberg's in a video. I think the Nick Mason video's up there. We went to some auctions. We went by Bonham's, and we talked a little bit about some of the cars there. So it's a good, it's fun. We want to make it into a nice series that you guys can enjoy. And the way we're going to do that is if everybody watches these.
Where should they go?
Go to motortrend.com/Adam.
Yes. Or maybe you hate cars, but you love clearable generic rock. And you just want to go to a website where you can hear
if you just
28
hear.
Seconds of generic clearable rock.
That's also very, very good as well. Yeah, if you just want to hear some tunes.
That music makes me angry. It makes me angry. You know why? When the drums kick in, it makes me even more angry.
Before I heard it, I knew what the music was. And that was exactly
well,
that.
Of course you
because,
did.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you guys. And if you can find Jay Leno's Garage in that clip, there's a couple of clips in there where you just hear the car.
We're pulling it.
I think we'll find that. Let me tell you about Evan's coolant.
Yeah.
The water in your coolant rusts and corrodes metal. Has a low boiling point and builds pressure inside your cooling system, causing boil over and burst hoses. The guys at Evan's Waterless Coolant developed the only waterless coolant on the market. In the next couple of weeks, we'll have them on the show and they can discuss. So you're not adding coolant to your water.
Yeah, I spoke to these guys and they got a pretty neat product. But basically what you try to do is just drain all the water and everything on coolant
all
out of
fluid.
Your system. Mm-hmm. Just put Evan's cooling in there and it significantly raises your boiling point. You can run that thing longer.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it,
Like as temps heating up, you can really go before it starts boiling.
Well, I mean, look at your crankcase. It's not like, well, we put some water in and a little bit of oil. Some water. It's like it's all oil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or or look, you know, or your reservoir for your brakes or your clutch master cylinder. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, well, a little bit of water, a little bit of hydraulic fluid, or your diff.
Yeah.
Or your tranny. I could keep going.
What?
Why are we adding water to this one part of the car?
Yeah.
I mean, look no further. You know, start at the diff, go through the tranny, go to the crankcase, and then in front of that, oh, get the hose out. What are we doing that for?
Right.
All right. Let's go with Evans Coolant. You can learn more at their site at evanscoolant.com. /fight back. evanscoolant.com/fight back. I'm not sure. Why are we fighting back? We're fighting back against the coolant?
They're angry at coolant.
At coolant? Are they angry as I am about generic music?
No one's that angry, but...
you can fight back against the water in your coolant. That's what we're fighting back against.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
All right. Oh, do we have a Leno clip? Where we...
I now, love him in his helmet.
We can cleanse your palate by hearing what that car sounds like. Yeah. Turn it up.
They say first gear is good to about 90 in this car.
Already it's better.
There we go.
Where's the generic rock? I'm drowning it. Turn it up. Just turn it up.
Such a visceral car.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You really tell when it's on boost.
Right.
It really comes alive.
Let's hear it. But let's
it's
not.
It's so much better. It's so much better. We just want to hear that.
And let me explain something. You know what my wife would say? Let's just relax. I'm like, okay, but then everything comes out a little shittier than it would have. Right?
Yeah.
That's insane. Okay. Anyway. Look, if everyone wants to know, like, why I'm wired this way, the reason all those man show bits you can watch 15 years later and they're still fucking funny is because this is what we would do. We would sweat over everything. We would never go like, oh, use a number 555, whatever. I'd go, no, don't do that. I don't want people to know where it's a fake number. You know, like whatever it is, the music, the casting, whatever, it was always sweated over.
Yeah.
It was always crazily involved. It was always like, oh, I'm going to sit in that edit bay and we're going to fix this. We're going to make it. And if you watch the man show bits, they're all edited within an inch of their life. They're all, you know, some are better than others, but they're all strong 15 years down the road,
yeah,
or 16 years or 17 years. Like they're all good and tight because I just sat there. Like when we were doing a Benny Hill bit, we're doing like a Benny Hill takeoff. They said when Benny Hill did all that shit where he like ran around in fast motion and chased the girls around and all that kind of stuff, we were like, well, that's an old camera with like Super 16 film in it or something. And then somebody said like, well, we'll just use our digital camcorder and we'll put like a black and white effect on it or something. And then they said, go buy one of those cameras off of eBay and go film it the way they filmed it on Benny Hill so it looks the same as Benny Hill.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, well, that's a lot of work. And it's like, we don't care.
Yeah.
We want it to look the same. We would do that with everything all the time. That's why that product came out the way that product came out.
Yeah.
Very calculated. I mean, when I edit stuff and Adam sits behind me, it milliseconds. He cuts things to the milliseconds. Like, that beat was too long, or go a little longer here, and it really does make a ton of a difference.
And the thing about it is like in order to really have action and excitement and the visceral experience back to that, you need the sound, you need the editing, you need the shifting, you know, as right. Matt suggested on a first pass on the video. Don't just be in the car doing nothing and all that. But there's a lot to it. And the thing that's weird is you think it's intuitive. It's not intuitive. Or it'd be nice if it was intuitive. It's not intuitive. MaxPad has cut together enough lackluster laps around that fucking track where I've had to just stand behind him and go, don't hold on the green flag for four Mississippi. Like, it's too long. Just show it drop and the back to the race, you know? Yep. Cut to the inside of the car. Show me the outside of the car so we establish what the car looks like, then go to the inside. Right. Don't start on the inside. You know, like, a lot of that. But it's not intuitive. But the reason you don't need intuition, I'll tell you.
I got you.
Turn down the Gennaro Rock and turn up the twin turbos.
If you listen.
If you listen.
If you listen to what you
right.
say.
So Jay Leno just took that bit, and if you had generic rock over that bit, it looks slower and shit. It'd be boring as shit, but you heard those engines spool up, and that's
well, watch our Goodwood video and then listen to Jay's show while
that's
you're doing
right.
it.
That's right.
Listen to it. Let me tell you guys about Zybar. This is a revolutionary new product that we here at CarCast are pretty excited about. This is an ultra-thin coating for manifolds, headers, turbos, tailpipes, mufflers, and tips. It's only 1/1000th of an inch thickness. It reduces radiant heat by 90%. This is the first DIY thermal coating of its kind. It's non-corrosive, and it doesn't break down, even in 2,000-degree environments. It makes wraps, shields, and expensive ceramic coatings obsolete. I spoke to these guys on the phone. This is completely different. This isn't a ceramic coating. It's some kind of innovative, crazy polymer that they've developed, which makes sense. It comes in four awesome colors. It's bronze, midnight black, cast silver, and Porsche gray that will make your engine a showpiece. Available for purchase at Zycoat.com and many auto part retail locations. So put Zybar on, take heat off. Check out Zycoat.com, Z-Y-C-O-A-T.
All right. We have some questions, announcements. What do you got?
Just piquing my interest, I just read news recently about the new Shelby GT500, which is going to be some kind of animal with 700 horsepower, really kind of competing with the Dodge Hellcats and mm-hmm. whatnot. Mm-hmm. But the most recent news is no manual transmission option. It'll be a paddle shifted manual, probably some sort of 6 or 7 speed, maybe 6 speed manual.
No manual option.
Yeah,
no stick,
yeah, just no paddle. Stick, right. Yeah, which is kind of contradicts sort of the idea of the, you know. We're seeing it in a lot of supercars, and I know some of these muscle cars are turning into supercars, mm-hmm. you know, as far as their performance. But you know, they're talking about, because there isn't really a manual transmission or a Tremec manual transmission that can handle that kind of torque that this thing's going to put out. The GT350 is the 5.2-liter naturally aspirated engine with the flat plane crank. The GT500. Is going to be that engine with a conventional crank and a supercharger.
Not a flat plane crank.
No, that was going to be exclusive to the GT350, and they kept it that way.
Well, I got to say...
But 5.2 liter.
I drove your Bullet around a little bit when you were nice enough to bring it over, and I really like
cool,
what
right?
they've done with that car. It works well, looks good, finally got the look styled in, and it's really a nice piece, blips the throttle for you, has so much electronics and everything.
For a car that's, I don't know, 50 grand.
What do you think about this? So I had Joe Coy in here the other mm-hmm. day, and he said he got the new Roadster. And speaking of Jay Leno's garage, I saw the Roadster highlighted, and they did like a 0-60 thing.
The Tesla.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say? GT350. The Roadster. Sorry, the Tesla Roadster.
Yeah.
Should have said that. Too many cars.
Yeah. Head.
The Tesla Roadster. And they said, you know, 0-60 in 1.9 seconds. And I thought, I'll buy it. You know, electric. I'm guessing all-wheel drive. Then they said top speed of 250 miles an hour. And I thought, I don't know about that. I really don't know about that. I do know the you know, 1.9, 0-60, I will buy. A little begrudgingly, but I'll buy it. But if I said, if I rolled into Tesla right now and I just went, I got $1 million, if that car can go 245 miles an hour, I don't think they could do it. Could they?
I don't think so. The only thought I'd have on it is if they had some sort of transmission hooked up to it. When we were up at Monterey, we went by Gordon McCall's Jet Center, and you were chatting with the guy who takes the Corvette and makes it electric.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, this isn't like a direct drive with electric motors powering the car directly. He has the electric motor where the engine would be backed up to the regular 7-speed transmission through the torque tube.
620-mile range. Not at 250 miles an hour.
Not 250 miles an hour.
Go ahead.
But I think you would need some sort of transmission to do that. You would need like that electric Corvette where it has the 7-speed and you're shifting gears now as you're increasing speed.
I don't know anything, but I guarantee when the dust settles on that car and they start delivering that car, it is not going to go 250 miles an hour. The guy
I would agree.
From Tesla said that on Leno's Garage. I don't know anything except for I know everything. And I have discussions with people all the time. And I will be... Now, Max Zapata, 0.60, 1.9 seconds. That they have tested. Where is the test where they went 250 miles an hour with that car? Where did they take it?
Yeah, that's
what
just...
What track
just
did they put it on?
Somebody with a calculator.
Well, that's not how these things work.
That's not how it works.
My car get around the Nürburgring in record time.
Yeah.
Look at the data.
I'm just looking at the data.
I'll pull your receipt and show it to you. the car needs to go around the ring. So, obviously, 0 to 60, you could go do at any drag strip you wanted or anywhere. But 250 miles an hour, you're going to need... you're going to need an Autobahn or Salt Flat or something. Is there any testing on that car?
I'm not seeing anything. I mean, how long is that underground tunnel?
Right.
Yeah. They never test. That car has never gone 250 miles an hour.
No.
They have some projection where it goes 250.
Yeah.
But it's not going 250.
And they're, I don't know.
Joe Coy's is not going to go 250 miles an hour.
Yeah, but neither is Joe Coy. So
that's a good point.
So that's fine. But I like where Joe's head's at. I like that he's going after like a performance car. He's got a Tesla now, right? He's got the truck or something.
He's got the X. What is that thing retail for? He said he's going to get it in a year.
Yeah. His X, by the way, is like the big one with the super battery and the fast SUV.
Yeah, The top tier one, the Founder Series, $5,000 deposit and $250 total.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that's what they meant. 0 to 60, 1.9, 250K out of your bank account.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
when do I get the car? You'll get it when we give it to you.
Yeah.
All right, maybe that's what they
meant.
But
give us the deposit now because we need that to make all the other cars.
There's no way that car goes 250.
No.
No way. That'd be the fastest. Well, I mean, the Veyron, the Chiron, or whatever.
The Chiron and Koenigsegg.
Those are like 252.
Yeah, I think they're kind of getting up in that range. And they're all sort of kind of chasing 300. Like, that's the goal. Like, Hennessy wants to get there.
But everyone is a lot closer to 250 than they are to 300.
Yeah, look.
And what people don't realize is the move from 150 to 2 is big.
Yeah.
The move from 2 to 250 is monumental.
2 to 210
is monumental.
Is monumental, yeah.
250 to 3 is a huge cap. I mean, so much more horse. The difference between getting to a 150 and 200 is 150 horsepower or 200 horsepower. But from getting... From 2 to 250 is 600 more horsepower.
Yeah.
And from 250 to 3, you need another 1,100 horsepower,
like,
right?
If somebody said, here's $3 million, go to your favorite car company and get a 265-mile-an-hour car, which hasn't been done yet, or 275, I don't know that Tesla would make the list for me.
Right.
Koenigsegg would probably make the list for me.
Well, we shall see.
Plus, Sonny likes the Koenigseggs.
Well, it's so important that Sonny get everything he wants all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at the stupid stuffies. All right. Let me tell you about... find anything out, Max? Bad? There's nothing about that car. They didn't drive
I'm
that car.
I'm still looking.
They're just saying it goes 250. There's no... They would have a video of the car going 250 miles an hour.
Of course.
If they ran it at 250, right? If they ran it at 200, we'd have a video of it.
I'm not seeing anything that shows it going 250.
It's because it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. All right. But anyway, Joe Coy, the real thing is 0 to 60 in 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's going to be nuts.
That's going to be nuts. Wrangler, man, everyone's got their favorite pair of jeans that fit perfect and always look great. No one knows it better than Wrangler. Wrangler jeans, made for the modern-day adventurer. Whether you ride a bike, a bucking bronc, a skateboard, these jeans are for you. Classic or modern styles, range of fits and price that works for you. Plus, vintage re-releases. Well, we like vintage around here, that's for sure. Visit Wrangler.com. Check out their great selection of jeans, shirts, pants, outerwear. For men and for women, whatever you like, whatever you got, they got it for you over at Wrangler.com. Wrangler, denim made for the modern world, and we're living in the modern world. Yep. Maybe you're driving a, you know what, I'll show you some range. You drive that Tesla, and you put on a pair of Wrangler vintage re-release jeans, and now you got old school and new school. Yeah. It's Wrangler, man.
I gotta get the skinny jeans. They make me look tall.
All right. I'm sorry. Joe Coy, 250.
Joe Coy, what's he doing?
What are you? He's doing comedy, killing it. All over the place.
But he drives like the Tesla Model X, like the P100 or the 90 or something, all murdered out and, right? Because I remember seeing his and...
Yeah, it's black it's, and he's
fast.
Got some
he's
rims
got the,
on
you know,
it.
He's got the money one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's funny. He should get one of those.
And...
should make some money.
What else is going on in your world? Oh, the Mustang 350.
Yeah, and right. The GT500 that's coming out in probably January. We got, you know, the auto show season's coming around. But we talked about this, how auto shows are kind of losing their luster, and the car companies are starting to debut their cars at other events. They debut their cars at E3 with Forza, and they debut cars at Goodwood and Monterey and you know, it's weird how that's sort of where we're going with
well,
all of
you know,
these
as
cars.
You were saying that to me over the phone a few days back, I was thinking, yeah, it was always a big deal to get out to the LA Auto Show. Like, hey, the LA Auto Show is coming around early December, late November, something like that. And it was like, we got to get out there and get out there for preview night and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like a big deal. And it's been about 4 years, 5 years, and I don't think I've been there. And it's always kind of like, well, because you got Goodwood and you got Monterey and you got all these other events at the Peterson and all these cool Ferrari events and Porsche events and the Luft over there.
Luftgold.
Yeah, man. With the Red Baron over there. That's what the military's called over there.
Sounds delicious.
It is.
They're flying their Messerschmitts and the Stukas over there. And you sort of get lost in all this, and you're like, oh, we don't have to go look at the new model cars anymore. Or you can go online and look at it.
Yeah. Well, there, I guess just less debuts. If you want sort of the one event to go see all the cars, sure, still go to the auto shows, and I still go over there. But, you know, it's no longer we've got to get over there to go see the new, you know, GT3 or something because we've already seen it at another event or something, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just interesting that's the way everything's going now.
Yeah, I wonder... So the LA Auto Show used to be packed. If you went on a Saturday, you couldn't even walk around. It was like so crowded. So it would always go preview night. But
I don't think Ferrari's been there in years. They pulled out a few years ago out of LA.
Oh, really?
They haven't even had it.
I wonder if attendance is down overall. All right. What's your business?
All right. I'll tell you guys about Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. You know, you're dropping off dry cleaning, you're picking up some milk, and now you can save hundreds of dollars of car insurance to that list. You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. If you just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Check out geico.com.
All right. Seattle Moore Theater coming up this Thursday. That's the 13th. Doing a live podcast. The Moore Theater's incredible. It's beautiful landmark of a theater. It's where they filmed Eddie Vedder and company doing Even Flow, that whole video.
I don't think I've ever been to Seattle.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful town.
Yeah.
And the people are even better. So live shows, go to adamcarolla.com for all that stuff. And go to Chassis. We got a lot of really good material over there, chassy.com, and check that out.
Yeah, definitely check out motortrend.com/Adam.
Do that as well. And shift
some
and
good rock videos.
Listen to Shift and Steer at Podcast One.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
All that good stuff. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for the Motorator, Matt DeAndrea, saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.